use?
Right, correct. Yes, they use it for in breathing. Quite very often they use it for breathing. See, breathe in good holy thoughts, exhale unholy thoughts, undivine thoughts which you want to get rid of. We'll come back to that later. And that is the reason why I pointed out that it is not as though that the excretory functions of the apana are restricted to the what we call excretory functions. Even in the excretion that is involved in breathing out, exhalation is also part of this apana. What is the source of the conservation, or what are the methods by which this prana can be conserved, and how how is this prana misused? Prana is found everywhere in this universe, in all things in this universe, not only in food, not in water, not in air, everywhere, throughout. And it is only the prana in the individual, as long as it functions without interference, without perversion, that prana can absorb the prana that is inhaled through the air, the prana that is consumed through food and drink, and perpetuate itself. It is a self-perpetuating mechanism. But in having to assimilate the life force, prana, from food and drink, the prana in the body, in this body, has to work. There is an expenditure involved in this action, in this activity, in the activity of digestion, in the activity of assimilation. That's the only problem with this machine. It works, and in its functioning, in its working, it has to spend prana. And even eating and drinking and assimilating, digesting and assimilating, is also a work, an activity, which involves expenditure of prana. And, of course, in the food that is eaten, in the water that is drunk, in the air that is breathed in, there is prana, and therefore that prana replenishes the prana that is expended. And we somehow seem to be losing. The budget is always in the red. But little by little, little by little, little by little, we seem to be losing. And when the energy that animates this body is so low that it cannot replenish itself anymore, no amount of food, tonic, drink, or what have you, is able to perpetuate it. Then the apana takes over. The apana is excretion, isn't it? At that stage, the entire body is fit to be excreted. That is why the apana is considered the manifestation of death. You consume food, and of which one part of it is to be excreted. It's useless for me. It is useless for the prana that animates this body. So that part of it is daily excreted through all sorts of things, skin and breath and so on, the intestines and so on. And then the level of prana becomes so low in this give and take business. The budget is so low that it is more in the red than otherwise. That's what's called the end of life. At that time, it is as it were, the entire body becomes excretable, useless. And so prana says, okay, that's it. We'll find somewhere else. We'll go and live somewhere else. It is... There is also a theory or a doctrine that prana is not recharged by eating and drinking. Eating and drinking provide us with the substance, with the flesh, with the proteins, with the cell, the material substance. But what is the... how do we get the energy to fill those cells and molecules? From where do we get the energy to fill those molecules, the cells? What? Sleep. Disgraceful.
Same.
Sleep. It is from sleep that we derive energy. Not from food, not from drink. So the intake of prana, the income, the prana income is mainly from sleep. We are talking about normal people, it's not those who are meditating. In the case of meditators, it is meditation that puts you in touch with the source of prana. Sleep or meditation is the first and the greatest source of prana. The second is breath. Breathing. The third source is water. Plain and simple water, not the other polluted water. Alcohol. And lastly, food. Because in the case of food, a lot of energy is expended in digesting, assimilating it, so that the quantity of prana that is derived from it, that is got from it, is not terribly greater than the amount of prana necessary to digest it. So the balance is more or less equal, or a little less. We derive less, we get less, and spend more. It is only in sleep or in meditation that one is able to derive maximum energy from the source. Why is it that we derive maximum energy or prana from the source during sleep and in meditation? Because the ego interference is minimal. It is the ego that stands as a barrier between the source and the body. So the less the ego interference in our life, the greater the energy, the less the loss of energy. What makes us lose energy fast? They have got a number of physical activity also makes us lose our energy. But I think the greatest loss of energy, according to the yogis, occurs in speech and sex. Speech and sex, they are the greatest drain on the pranic energy. And therefore they said, reduce these two or cut these out. Hmm.